Brokeback Mountain may have meant different things to different people, but apparently a number of movie fans who saw it remembered how much they like cowboy clothes. Boots and shirts with pearl snaps are enjoying a revival. I read that in the New York Times, where I also saw a name I know, Paul Bond, bootmaker to the stars, and to anyone else who's got the money for custom-made cowboy boots. Several years ago, I went to see Paul Bond in Arizona. Paul Bond Boots is in Nogales, hard by the border with Mexico. It's a big, barn-like building where boots are shaped and sewn, mostly by Mexican craftsmen. There are shelves of boots and rolls of leather, hand-carved, foot-shaped blocks of wood with customers' names written on them. There's a smoky smell of tanned hides and the clatter of sewing machines, creating very individual, often brightly colored boots. Movies have been good for Paul Bond's business, but forget Urban Cowboy and Brokeback Mountain. Bond made his name as a bootmaker when Westerns were king. He'd been a rodeo rider, making and repairing boots on the side, and like lots of other rodeo cowboys, he went all the way west to Hollywood.
It kind of tied together. A lot of people that were riding at rodeos had turned into stunt people at the movies. And started making boots for them, and then they began looking me up a little bit. I was real happy with that, yeah.
You made boots for people like Rex Allen?
Yes, yeah, I made lots of boots for Rex. I made John Wayne's boots. Make Charlie Daniels, some of the old-timers, Jane Russell at Monty Montana, Gene Autry, Frank Sinatra. He played cowboy once in a while, yeah. Clint Eastwood, he's not an old-timer, but he's one.
Clint Eastwood is a young sprig to Paul Bond because Bond turned 90 last December. He's still the laconic, wiry man I remember, still working every day. He got his start in my hometown, Carlsbad, New Mexico. That's where he learned the bootmaking trade and also worked for the U.S. Cavalry, breaking horses.
Yeah, when I worked at the boot shop, see, the boot shop was right next to the cavalry station, and I broke cavalry horses, rode them back and forth every day. Kind of polished up my riding, so then started rodeo riding. And I had a trick riding act and a Roman act and rode bulls. I worked several events.
When I was a kid, I saw that Roman riding act. Paul Bond would stand on the saddles of two horses and ride them around the rodeo ring at full gallop.
When I was rodeoing, I kept my tools with me, kept my hand in it all the time I was riding at the rodeos. And I chose bootmaking over saddle making because it had more originality, that you could do a lot more. Well, back to the fancy work. You could do some of the fancy work and put some personality in a boot, make something out of them that people were proud of.
Paul Bond said the boots he makes now are direct descendants of cavalry boots.
They went to high heel right then, right when they changed from the cavalry boot, just immediately they put a higher heel on because a higher heel was well liked to ride with.
I've always suspected that some of these cowboys liked that kind of a heel because they wanted to be taller.
There's a certain amount of that, all right. A heel is very comfortable up to 2 inches. It's a little more comfortable to walk on an inch and a half. 2 inches, you can still walk on it.
That higher heel hooks right into a stirrup, he told us, so it does have a function. The top of the boot, the sock, as it's called, is where Paul Bond has made his mark. His boots are decorated with colorful inlays and stitching.
So these are just some samples up here, like here's one of the New Mexico flag. Here's kind of one of our standards we do a lot, just for the old big butterfly. Men and women both wear butterflies. It's kind of, but the men usually leave the flowers off, but they wear butterflies. The Wyoming Bronc.
It's a big, sort of a bucking horse.
Yes, uh-huh.
Appliqued onto
bucking horse, see the guy.
Or inlaid, I guess he is.
Yes,
isn't
uh-huh.
He?
See, that's where we cut out and laid in, inside there.
These have got fancy stitching on them, too, and flowers and leaves and things. And it's a lot of layers of leather in there?
Yes, each one of those, just different little cut out and beveled and put in. Then after we cut this black piece out, inlay that into it, then put that black piece behind it is what raises it up. And then we'll put the lining, the little calfskin lining over at the back of all those.
I see. So you put the piece that you cut out right back under it?
Right back under it.
Like quilting?
Uh-huh, like quilting. That's right. A little boost.
When I talked to Paul Bond this week, he said the New York Times mention has generated some inquiries. In case you're interested, his cheapest off-the-rack boots start at $425. The fanciest custom boots are closer to $8,000. These days, cowboy chic ain't cheap.